Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 212. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Japandroids. The name of that song is called Fire's Highway, and that's on the band's new album, Celebration Rock, which came out June 5th on Polyvinyl Records. The band's based out of Vancouver, BC. It took me a while to pick up that album. I loved their last one, and I really love this one, but it took me a while to remember that I liked Japandroid. Maybe I got them confused with Japanther or Japan Cakes or any of those other bands, but Japandroid's the one that I like, and this album is fantastic. It has probably four songs that I just think are lovely and should end up on mixtapes, but the rest of it is very solid. It draws from the same sort of classic rock influences that Gaslight Anthem or Hold Steady do, and use that as a great base for some interesting music, so big fan there. I don't have a very long podcast for you this week, but all the same, I don't think you want to hear me ramble, so let's jump into something new. There's a band from Buckinghamshire, just outside of London. This is Kotki Dawa with the song Staycations.
Worshipping a fire that burns all day and all night.
couple of interesting projects there. That last pop ditty was the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library with the song Faith and Free Part 3. That is on the band's three-song EP, Faith and Free, that they self-released June 12th of this year. That was created in conjunction with the Berklee School of Music's Berklee Pulse project. And before that, we heard from Kaki Dua, and that's Polish, and I'm sorry, I've probably ruined a pronunciation there. But the name of that song is called Staycations, and that is the title track from the band's latest album, which came out July 2nd on their own label. But that one was released in coordination with the National Trust, sort of the UK equivalent of the National Park Parks department, and the reason you can't get any closer to Stonehenge than you can now. That album is a definite summer album. Songs like that are bouncy in a, say, I don't know, vaguely Vampire Weekend sort of way, but not the rest of the album does have a little more nuance to it, a little more orchestration, a little more composed, but I still like that summer bouncy pop there of Staycations. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple, but hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Coming up next, we're going to dig back to 1987 for a band called Legendary Lovers. The song is called The Letter.
I got a letter from my best friend. She says, hi, I'm doing fine. I'm sitting here under the big warm sun with some friends and drinking wine. I'm not lonely, I got friends who keep me company all day. So I think I stay a little longer here. Well, I got work here now.
Oh,
right, that is Mike Andrews with the track Here We Are from the album Spilling a Rainbow. That's his second solo release. It'll be out on August 14th on Everloving Records, so coming soon. You may know him as Michael Andrews, the composer of Donnie Darko and so many film soundtracks and television programs and things of that sort. He's created a solo album that's a bit hit and miss. It's kind of all over the place, lots of different feels to it. Sometimes it's a little British folky and Nick Drakey, and sometimes it's almost a little prog. Who knows what you're going to end up with that one, but there's some interesting material, so visit that one when it comes out via Spotify or your favorite music listening service and see if that's something that might appeal to you. Before that, we heard Legendary Lovers from 1987. That song is called The Letter, and that is on the band's album A Dint in the Big Time, released by Svenska Popfabriken, the band based out of Klippan in Sweden. That is a great lost gem, an album that I hadn't heard of until a few weeks ago, or a band I hadn't heard of until a few weeks ago, and now I'm obsessed with them, living somewhere in that power pop realm, maybe filtered through a little bit of Smithereens or even Bodine's in that late 80s sort of feel there, and certainly something when you listen to that album that you think, so that's where the Gin Blossoms are going to come from, whether that's good or bad, who knows. Well, I'm about out of music here, so let me wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 212. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or you can find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. This week in Sid Much Rockville, I guess a couple of shows coming up. I'll be at Russian Circles tonight, so you can check out the website for photos and an account of that show. Maybe the 4th of July show at Replay Lounge. On the 6th, there is the Crossroads Block Party. With a lot of bands, I mean, headlined by Soft Reeds. Caught them just a couple of days ago as well at the Record Bar, and so you'll find photos of that up on Too Much Rock as well. Coming up on the 11th, Savora Dora, and Gaslight Anthem on the 12th. So a number of shows here in early July that you'll find me at. Join me, say hello, or just stick around the Too Much Rock website and wait for pictures and video and good things like that. We're going to end things this week with a track by Steph Castor. It's called Roamer, and it is the title track of her EP, which came out in 2009, a self-release album of, I guess, mostly spoken word, but accompanied by some interesting guitar work or piano work in some cases. Steph is the guitarist of the band Grenadina, who I caught a few weeks ago and just adored, and you can see all about that on the Too Much Rock website. But this is something a little more intimate. At times, it's kind of slinty, and that's what really caught my ear. And that's the sort of guitarist that she is, at least in Grenadina, so it's nice to hear those pieces, you know, three years ago showing up in some of her solo projects. So we're going to end with here, and this is Steph Castor with the song Roamer.
If you stare at a star long enough, they all start to fall. Drowsy begins. Sober trip to God in four unbiased, unbound preachers. Conveyors to virgin ears. Tremble. Tremble. Damned tongues go to waste, lacking catchphrases. As a goddess, it's easy to pretend to fly. Put on your play clothes and go outside so the birds can cascade to your make-believe routine. You are not heaven exactly. You blow kisses, the wind chafing. Inhale me and the inviting glass spilling. The stars are not what they seem to be. I know nothing. We are bound to find another with intention to taste. Amorous. slicing through the cotton crush, you contact, penetrate. Sometimes we just want to pour in shame. The shade is a mismatch, and it's raining sex again. For some of us, the sound of it is too much. There's a flood outside. The gutters are calling your name. You're prune and ghostly, coat like a body bag. You hear a stranger's voice on your mother's machine. He's the man in the movies. And she trusts that you appreciate him like she does. He finds you sound asleep, dreaming of worms and sweating. Leaves drift across the driveway. Dew spits on your mother's brow, pissing on her blouse. The wind is so persuasive. We've all betrayed the sea. You for the stars. Me for the same delayed in mid-chase. Falling fast, swallowing gravel with naked knees.